Action.
Episode 9.
You gotta give the time and date for the audience before okay. You just...
This time is 10 a.m. 6:22. In other words, it is June 22nd at 10 a.m. 2021, year of our Lord. It's been a long time.
It has. What? Did you say year of our Lord? Is it the year or the time of our Lord?
It's the year of our Lord. I'm whispering.
Okay. I thought you were an atheist, though. Who's your Lord?
You are my Lord.
No. You're my mother. You're my mother, if I'm your Lord.
I think we already...
We already addressed this. Okay. So since I can't be your Lord, you can't be my mother. Let's just agree on that, okay? So what's going on with you, buddy? Any good news? Anything happening in Jake Robinson's life,
man, at the moment? So many things, and they're all work-related. I just finished day 6 of 7 at my job. 7 consecutive days in a row. So I've been trying to get as many overtime hours as possible in my job. Nothing really interesting is going on in my life. We took a long break from the podcast.
We
took a long break mid-season.
Because you keep losing your mind. You keep going manic and stuff like that.
Dude. Yeah.
Something's happening with you.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I knew you were insane the moment I met you.
Yeah. What gave it away?
You were wearing a suit at a place where nobody even wanted to wear ties.
That's true. They all had lanyards, though, and I never wanted to wear my
lanyard. That was so funny, man. Is that the badge they gave us so we could get inside the doors? Wow.
I would keep mine on, like, a little chain. I would have, like, a chain. Remember the chain wallet?
Chain wallet. Kind of.
Remember potato potato?
Potato potato? No. Is that a new Toy Story movie coming out?
Nah, it's like... You remember potato potato? Come on.
Potato potato? I think it's just like differences in speech.
When it concerns personal belongings, there was a potato and then there was a potato. But I lost potato. Remember?
Yeah, you lost potato. Just refresh my mind on how you lost potato.
How did I lose potato? Potato got lost, I think, in the snow in Albion, and I had to get like a replacement potato. It wasn't known as potato at that point, but potato was where I kept the keys. Remember?
We were trying to. I think you're just basically describing the time when you were a great friend and you took me to Albion to get my driver's license, and then we lost your wallet. With all your keys and everything in there.
You're being nice. But you say we. I lost my keys.
I lost
my keys.
You wouldn't have lost it if I wasn't there. I mean, if it wasn't for me going to Albion.
No. I don't think so. I lose all my shit all the time. So I lost my keys, right? And then you were nice. Your family was nice enough to let me stay at your... at the gas station, and they like parked their car in such a way that my car wouldn't get. And I basically stayed at the gas station the whole weekend, and I was taking up fucking parking. I was taking up prime real estate in the gas station.
I think you're a humble person, so you weren't mad at all at us for losing your keys. You were very cooperative, so of course my brother's gonna help you.
I love telling people how humble I am.
Yeah, dude.
They gotta know how humble.
They will. They shall know going forward. You're the humblest they can be, right?
Really, I'm more humble than anybody. Really.
So tell us some humbling stories that you've been through.
Well, there was this one time where, you know, I was hanging out at this bar, and then there was like one dude who was like, he was pretty humble, but then like we were both trying to fuck the same girl, but I was like way more humble.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And then I went, she went home with me. I was really drunk, and she came in, like, I was too drunk to undo her bra. Right?
Jesus, like, bro, can we keep it PG?
I stayed, well, it is PG because, like, no titties were revealed.
Yeah, but what if a kid's listening to this podcast and they're like, I want to be like Jake.
Turn it off. You don't want to be like me. You don't listen. You don't want to be like me.
Oh, I don't.
You want to? Yeah, you don't. Not at all.
I don't. No, I'm. I like you. I don't want to be like you, but I like you. But a kid that's gonna listen to this podcast, I'm a very wholesome kind of guy. You know, I don't want to have any language.
You're pretty wholesome kind of guy where you like to wholesome dick with your hand.
Yo, you just that's a pun, man. You can't be saying my lines, okay? I only do the puns here. You got to stick to your. Okay, fine. Now I know what you give us the aristocrats, huh?
No, I'm not doing the aristocrats.
No, do it. You're so ballsy. Do it.
I'm not doing the aristocrats.
Scared?
I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, man, I'm scared to do the aristocrats live on air.
See, so you're kind of wholesome too, then, aren't you?
I guess that's where I'm wholesome. I don't do the aristocrats. No, I'm not going to do the aristocrats.
Okay. All right, so we have an understanding.
We do.
Tell me some wholesome stories about your life, man. Like, where did you grow up? Did you have any pets? Oh, I bought three birds. I bought some finches.
Three birds, dude? That's cool.
Yeah, bro. That from that guy that looked like you. Your doppelganger sold it to me.
So a guy who looks like me sold you birds?
Yeah. He was he spoke like you, there was a little bit of a difference. I think his eye color was different than yours. Do you have brown eyes or
what color are my eyes?
I don't know, bro.
Let's see how gay you are.
I'm not gay. I look at eyes. It's eyes is no homo. Am I supposed to say no homo after every line now?
No, because it's no use.
No use. But I like your profile picture for Discord. No homo.
Well, it's not me. It's a picture of a pancake man.
Yeah, no homo though. Just so you know, no homo.
It's no use. We already know.
We already know. Okay, so I don't know what color your eyes are, but I'm pretty sure his eyes are different.
Okay.
Is it green?
What?
Is yours green or brown?
My eyes are green.
Green. Okay.
That was very clever of you to try to cover, like, you haven't spent hours and hours looking deeply into my eyes.
I don't do that stuff, buddy. I'm as straight as it goes. Oh, bro, you want to go there? Why don't you stop being an insectophiliac?
Insectophiliac? Is that someone who fucks insects?
Yeah. Why don't you stop doing it?
A bug fucker?
Yeah, dude. One day.
Why don't you say bug fucker? You don't have to look up like these long words.
No. Well, I like the other one better. One time, remember, you were like, "Yo, bro, I gotta introduce you to my lady," and we go. I come to meet you at the place with a date, with a human date, and you had a ladybug. You had a ladybug on the right shoulder.
I don't remember this at all. I don't ever remember saying the words. I don't think I've ever said that to anybody.
But I thought it was let me jog your memory. It was a while back when you lived in Rochester and you said, I gotta introduce you to my lady. And me and my girlfriend at the time, Vanessa, we came to join you as a double date, but you just had a ladybug on your shoulder and you were like, this is my date.
That's so lame. That's terrible. How is
your old lady doing now?
I think she's dead, dude. She got eaten.
So now you're going to be going after the Black Widows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, once you go Black Widow, you never go back.
Black Widow. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Back to Ditto. Ditto. To the same thing that you did before.
Oh, man. But, yeah, anything you're excited about happening lately?
Dude, I'm so excited. I'm saving up for a motorcycle. I'm going to be sipping around a motorcycle. Giving girls rides. I think my new pickup line my go-to pickup line is gonna change. Have you ever?
That's your go-to line?
That will be my good line. My go-to line right now is I just take out my headphones.
Okay.
That usually works pretty well, actually. And then they'll say no.
Okay,
And
well,
like,
I
what do you
think
want to talk about? Like,
you
what do
start
you?
out you started the conversation as in an awkward manner. It's gonna be awkward the whole time.
Well, anytime you start a conversation with a stranger, but like usually, listen.
Your icebreaker is an awkward sentence.
No,
Were
my
you
icebreaker
talking to
is
me?
a normal thing that somebody would say to another. Were you
What
talking
if they're
to
not talking at all? What if they're not talking at all? You just take off your headset and
Well,
say,
they never are talking. They're always like in their own zone. That's when you talk to random people, they're all in. You hit them. When were you talking to me? I'm sorry. Were you talking? And then, look, that's fucking genius. And I'm not gonna be like lectured to. You can say it's
Jesus.
awkward, but like it's.
Jesus. It is. No, it's genius. It's a good so I don't know if it's
Listen,
genius, but
listen.
it's a good strategy.
You talk. You try that. You try that sometimes. Have some headphones in your.
What was
Take
that?
the. Have some headphones in the ears, okay? Take the headphones out and say, "I'm sorry. Were you talk? I'm
Are you
sorry. Were you talking
talking
to me?
to me? You talking to me?
I'm
You
sorry. Were you
talking to me?
talk? I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?" And then
Or you could just say
they'll
hi.
say no. They'll say no. I'm sorry. I was not talking. And then you say, "Really?"
Will you? And then what if they say no again?
Then it's over. Then you say, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of
Yeah.
it.
Then
That's kind of it.
you have been defeated.
Two out of three strikes, buddy.
Listen, it's not always gonna work. Not every line's perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
But usually, like, but here's where it works, okay? Here's when it works. It works when you're standing in line. Yeah, this has just
When you're
become a
standing in
dating
line,
advice podcast.
this is going to be a short podcast, I feel like.
What? Why? Are you getting awkward? Don't leave. Come on, buddy.
I got an offer for a better podcast, so I got to leave.
No, you didn't. Come on.
It's Ray Romano's podcast. Everybody loves Raymond.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
it's his podcast,
Can
so
we
I got to
invite Ray
go
on the
do it.
show?
Oh, dude, what's his name? Me and Marshall started. We're friends again, so maybe we can
Oh,
get
cool.
Marshall here.
I think we should get Ray on the show. Should we call him?
Ray, I don't know. I don't know. He's
Ray.
actually, he's actually,
Oh, hi, this is
he,
Ray
you know
Romano.
who's Ray, right? You know who Ray is? It's
Yeah,
that guy
everybody
you
loves
beat in chess.
Ray.
It's that guy you beat in chess. Ray,
Oh, yeah. Your landlord.
yep, my landlord.
As a rule, I beat every landlord. Because
What would you say?
I said I beat every landlord. Chess is a rule. You know what game landlords beat me at? What's the one with like the little balls and the hammers?
And the hammers,
Yeah, the
I
hammers
don't
and the
know.
balls. You play it on the grass and you put stakes in the ground and stuff.
No clue. Clue.
You know what I'm
Wait, wait.
talking about.
Are you talking about golf?
Nope, it's not golf. That's clubs. That's clubs and balls. The balls in this game that I'm talking about, they're colored and they're bigger.
Excuse me for a minute.
Some dead air on the podcast. Anybody who's listening to this, I love you very much. I'm so glad you're listening to the podcast.
All right, I'm gonna quit this podcast from now on.
No.
Yeah, I'm quitting this podcast. You're not keeping it rated E or PG, so I gotta
What?
find somebody that will. Yeah,
No.
my wholesome side is saying, fuck this podcast.
What?
And usually that wholesome guy does not swear. So now that he's swearing, it's time to
Are you sure
say
that
goodbye.
wholesome? Are you sure that wholesome guy is like really the wholesome guy that you think
Yeah,
he is?
absolutely. If he wasn't, I wouldn't be such a good guy. I'm a really nice person. I have so many things that that make me good. Okay, so let's talk about it actually. All jokes aside, Sutherland has five core values, right? Sutherland has five core values. What are your five core values?
Have you become a recruiter for someone?
No. I'm just saying. Remember, they had five core values, right? Remember
You have now dredged that memory.
that?
Yeah,
Yeah, good.
five
The
core
values
values.
are good.
Jesus
Tell
Christ,
me
how do
your
you remember this? They really
Okay.
have affected all of us with brain learning.
Okay.
Five core values. Okay, what are my five core values? Humility, hard.
Okay. So wait. That was like, how many were there?
That
Give me
was five.
three. Give me three. Give me
I'm
three
just
of
giving
them.
you five.
There was
What are
one of them.
yours? What are yours? What are your five core values?
Five core values is strength, wisdom, strength, wisdom, Peace, and what else? What else? Love, and one more.
Heart.
Apex. Apex.
Apex.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It says that I'm the apex predator, so I will
Oh,
be.
nice.
I
Hell
am
yeah,
the apex
dude.
predator. Yep.
Hell
So if you don't respect my core values, I will devour yours.
Right. Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck all those people. I think patience should be like every that's like
Yeah,
everybody's
patience is,
core
yeah,
value if they
that's
work at
pretty cool.
Sutherland, number
Yeah,
one.
that's true. Yeah, you need that.
It I really should have done the humility joke during during that. Yeah, my core values are hard.
And humility again.
Yeah.
Humility. So you're all
It's your
about humility,
humility
yeah.
is.
So tell me what humility is about, honestly, because I know Jesus had a lot of humility, and all the philosophers have. Is it the same thing as humanity, or is it
It's
different?
humility is the adjective form of humble. Wait, no, humble is no, it's the noun form of humble. Let's see, let's look up fucking Google Chrome. Let's bring up the dictionary. What's the dictionary have to say? That's a common motif I find in this podcast. We look up definitions of words.
That's good.
Humility definition. The definition of humility, a modest or low view of one's own importance. Humbleness.
Hey, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. So like yeah, built like the belief that you're not better than everybody, the belief that you're like on the same level as base as everybody. It's basically the opposite of pride.
Oh, okay. Opposite of pride.
It's essentially the opposite.
But what if you're better than people? What if you're better at that in some sports than people?
And
Can you still have pride in it?
you can't let that out. You gotta put on the optics that you're a humble person because nobody likes very
Oh, in
unattractive.
like sports? In sports?
In anything. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't know shit about sports.
What if you're better at being better?
Can you give me an example of a
Yeah. What if like you could withstand more pain than someone else, and you're like you can just tell them that, hey, I'm better than you at this, and then you try to help them with the pain.
Hold on. I just asked if you gave me a person.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, he
He
was
was
better.
better at
Yeah, he was
being.
better at being bad. Yeah.
Yeah, he's better at
That's
being
pretty.
better, right?
Poor guy.
What about Zeus? I think Zeus was better at being better. Because
Not better than Jesus, though.
you don't think Zeus was better than Jesus?
I don't think Zeus was just kind of he followed around these illegitimate children. Go around
And
fucking
he
up the world. You know, that's kind of the story,
Bob
right?
Marley did that too. Bob Marley did that too.
Who?
Bob Marley.
Yeah, he did do that.
I don't know what it's about, like why people want to just spread their selves everywhere.
Because
But
Jesus. Oh, I don't know.
yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
true.
Sorry.
But
I'm trying to stay wholesome.
okay. So, and I mean, are you going on any dates lately with any lucky ladies?
I've gone on a few dates actually. There's some Bumble girls. There's some Tinder girls. There's some girls I've met through the
That's
last month,
good.
I think. Maybe three. I think no. Yeah, three or four. Once again, though, no names. I can't listen. I don't want to talk about like.
Yeah, no, I agree. Same here. My name is not Mossy, by the way. My name is
We can give away personal
not
details
Mossy.
about ourselves, and like maybe
Okay.
I'm open to like inviting the girl. Actually, no. I
Yeah.
think it's better that they don't know.
Okay. That's hilarious. That would be so
No, there's
funny.
not. Four, I'm sorry. There's not four different girls. There was two girls and one I went on a date.
Okay, what's the how would the date go? Are you gonna
I don't
settle
think it
down
went
and get
well.
married?
I don't think it went well. I don't think I'm
Why
like.
not?
I just.
Okay.
I think she knows I'm living a double life.
Living a double life, eh? So tell me, who is your alter ego? A rich man.
Yeah,
Oh,
a
that's
wealthy man.
good. That's good.
Yeah, a wealthy man who can afford to take shopping.
Okay, that's good. Hey buddy, I gotta get going. We're gonna just stop this one here. 30
Really?
minutes.
That's not a long podcast at all. We can't even do a whole podcast.
1 hour? You wanna go 1 hour? Okay, just
Yeah,
give me a
let's do an
minute then. I'll
hour.
be right back.
Okay,
Just
all
give me
right.
a minute. I'll be right
All
back.
right, all right.
Cool.
Oh, hello, audience. Beautiful. Now I am on very risky. And then we're going to get a bowl. Now we're going to take that bowl. Now my microwave is set the timer for a higher. And now we're just going to maybe a little bit of milk there as well. I'd like to all of the milk. For those of you at home who go ahead and turn the podcast, I do not respect you. If you're going to drink milk. 2% is not enough. You go whole or you go none. If you are lactose intolerant, I am tolerant. You don't have a choice. Ooh, weird podcast. Nobody else. Trying to make it a little bit better by having there at all. Just talking to myself. Imaginary audience. Milk as a beverage. All right. Now. Ooh. That is.
Hello, hello,
Hey, look who's
hello.
back.
Hey, bonsai,
Banzai!
bonsai.
Ah!
Konnichiwa,
Duh!
konnichiwa, konnichiwa, sasrikal, salam alaikum, shalom.
Shalma
Dude, I went to the JCC and I got a ticket to heaven.
Nice. Fucking
Yeah.
awesome, dude. Fucking don't have to do anything else? You just big
No,
old
I just
ticket?
went for a tour. I went for a
Nice.
tour and they gave me a ticket to heaven. So,
One-way ticket.
and I get what?
Is it a one-way?
It's
Or
a
is it...
no. It's a one way. No, it's a two way. It's a two way ticket. I can leave heaven
Oh.
if I want. So I'm gonna go there
What?
on my check
Yo,
out
that's
heaven.
crazy. You can go to heaven and then go back? You can come back?
If you have the ticket, you can go three places. You can go to heaven. You can go to the middle ground, which is the earth, and then you can go to hell if you like to go to hell. Hell, you can also
Well,
go to hell, and but you
I
can
don't
make
know
it
who would.
back if you have a ticket.
I mean, I've read some of the Google reviews for hell, and it seems like a pretty shit place.
Is it though?
I've
Then
heard
why are
it's
you
pretty
why
bad.
then why would you consider doing psychedelics again? Because it is technically it does take you to it. It took me to that place. It took me to hell. Psychedelics took me to hell before, so I don't
Too
recommend
hot.
them.
It's too hot
It
there.
is too hot. It's not cold.
Not
It's
cold.
definitely not. What if we're thinking about hot in the wrong way? What if it's so cold that it's hot?
Yeah, could be. The Red Sox did win the World Series.
When?
Can't remember. I think it was like 2011. Is it? I don't know.
What? Red
Don't know.
Sox?
When did
It
they
was just.
fucking win? Hold on.
You're just telling me a bunch of Red Sox by themselves just won the.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that and like the humans
Invisible Red Sox.
were inhabiting the socks themselves.
So there's people wearing the socks, or the socks
Yeah.
won by themselves?
Well, the socks didn't win by themselves. No, the
Okay.
socks. It was 2004.
They were worn. They were worn socks.
Yeah, well, the socks themselves didn't win. It was
Okay.
like the people who were wearing the socks.
The socks won.
Yeah, but they were known as the Red Sox, the men wearing the socks. And the entity, this is all very complicated, okay? And it's way above my head because I don't even watch sports, okay?
Why'd you bring that up? Why'd you bring up Red
Because you
Sox
were
and
talking
the
about hell and like hell freezing over, and like a bunch of people were saying, like, well, the Red Sox will win the series when hell freezes, which is like akin to saying never. But now that that's happened, hell is clearly very cold.
Very
Has
cold.
been since 2004.
Wow. Okay. If you were born in 2004, how old would you be right now?
15 years old.
You'd be 15. Okay, let's just say we're both 15 right now, right?
Wait, what did
We're
I?
both 15
No,
years old.
17. No, I'd be 17.
Okay. All
Sorry.
right. Let's say we're both 17 right now, right? And we have a car. Where would you go first?
Where would I go first?
Yeah.
Probably the
Where would
DMV to
you
get it
travel?
registered.
No, I mean, we already have it registered. The car is like a road
Oh.
trip. Where would you start traveling to
Where
first?
would I go first?
Yeah.
Nashville, maybe? Yeah, Nashville. Do I have work? Do I have work obligations in this hypothetical scenario?
No, you're free. You're free. You have no financial issues, and
Ooh,
yeah, you have
how
a
much money do
car.
I have to set towards the road trip?
As much as you want.
Do I know all the same people?
You know all the same people, and
Okay.
you know, wait, you know more people too. I mean, you know the world.
Say what?
Where would you go?
Oh, okay. So I have. All right. So now it's interesting. Now it's an interesting hypothetical. So I would probably first go to Rochester, New York. Right? I would first go to
Rochester, New
Rochester, New
York. Okay.
York, and I would try to pick up you and Marshall, and probably Bible, maybe Nistico as well, maybe Joey,
Okay.
maybe Abe, maybe a few other people. Let's see, Nick, Aaron. Let's see, Mike,
Okay.
my other brother.
Are we getting a RV or something, or are we getting a
Oh
private jet
shit! Right.
all these
Okay. Shit.
guys?
Well, this. I guess I couldn't fit all these guys in the car. I would try to
Yeah,
talk to
that's a
them.
lot of
I would try
guys,
to
bro.
talk to them. I would try to talk to them. I guess.
I would fight probably most of them because I'm not
Don't
good
fight
with
them.
crowds. I'm only good.
Don't fight
I'm only
them.
good with one on one. Only good one on one. I don't like being. I mean, if I were taking a road trip, I only need to go there with one other person, maybe two. Me, you, and Marshall, the trifecta, I can do. But
Okay.
more than that, it's like, nah, I'm good on that.
Let's see. Who would be in the fourth seat?
Do we need a fourth
We need
seat?
a fourth. We need a fourth person. A
Fourth
mechanic.
person.
I'm gonna hire a
No,
mechanic.
then you choose. You choose.
I'm gonna hire a
You choose.
mechanic. Hire a mechanic to just kind of chill there and sometimes do the driving.
Okay. A mechanic, not a butler.
A mechanical butler.
I would honestly have a girl be the fourth if we had to choose.
Oh yeah? Who would be
Yeah. Kamala
okay?
Harris, probably.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris, yeah, probably. She could be
Why
the one
her?
that,
I feel
because
like
she's
she's probably
smart.
busy.
She's smart. She'll keep us out of trouble, away from trouble. Three
Yeah.
dudes with testosterone. How about this? Instead of three, we'd just be me and you and two girls that are our best friends. We're going on an adventure with them.
You could get Babooty in there. She'd be welcome.
You could get Booty in there. You
She
have
would be
access.
welcome. We could get Babooty and Hannah. You
I don't
know?
know. I don't
Get
know about
Hannah in
that.
there. That'd be cool.
I don't know about that.
No? Would she not be welcome?
I don't. Damn, bro. Now it's like, I don't want
No.
to go there with guys, and I don't want to go there with girls.
I know you want to go there with guys. Where
You
don't you
want
want
to
to go
go there
with
with
girls?
guys. You want to. I don't. You insectophiliac. You better watch it.
I mean,
I'm gonna
we've
find your lady.
identified, yes, I have sex with insects and bugs. I'm a bug
Yes.
fucker through and through. Also, women, human women. But you love to have sex with men. You love to suck
Jesus,
on
dude.
scrotums.
Okay, I'm quitting this podcast. This is the last episode I'm doing. You have insulted my inner
There's no need to be
wholesome
so
man.
sensitive. There's no need to be so sensitive. Just own that part of your identity.
I'm not gonna own shit. You're the gay one, and you're trying to put it on me.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, I won't come on
Yuck.
you, dude. Don't be gay.
You're gay.
No, you're
Anyway,
gay.
okay, so you won't go that far with a woman or with a guy. You're swearing an oath of
Women,
celibacy.
yeah, definitely women.
Okay, but Vibhuti's allowed
You
in
know
the
what?
car. Maybe.
I'd rather have Vibhuti be on my me and Vibhuti go on a road trip, and I just abandoned you because
It's my car.
you have a dirty mind, man.
I do
Dirty,
have a
dirty
dirty
mind.
mind. I'll own that completely. I do have a very dirty mind.
You're gonna chase the girls away by your dirty mind.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
At all.
You're pulling them towards you?
Because I have a dirty mind, but if anybody's going to be chasing the girls away, it's going to be you with your dirty body.
I don't have a
Yeah.
dirty body. Why
You
would
have a dirty
I just
body.
took a shower. I just took a shower. What you talk? All right, this is so weird. Can we talk about something that's not uncomfortable, please?
Okay, yeah. So who else are we going to have in the car with us in this hypothetical situation?
Me, you, and Marshall. Let's go.
We got the dude crew. I mean, you already had it out. You picked what dudes you wanted to come with us. Babooty is allowed to come.
You picked all the dudes. I picked the girls. You picked all the dudes.
I did pick a few dudes. Yeah, I guess I did. I did list off a gaggle of dudes there.
I picked one girl, and then I was thinking about having instead of going on a trip with guys, I'd rather go on a trip with a barrage of women by myself.
Nice. Good choice. Yeah. I didn't even know that was on the table.
Everything I asked you, and you wanted all the guys, so you knew what was on the table.
Yeah, I guess I did. man, you really trapped me.
So tell me a good joke, like the aristocrats, Jake. Just tell me that joke.
I'm not going to tell the aristocrats.
Okay.
Doing that again. We could invite Rebecca. Rebecca's cool, I guess. I could.
Yeah, she's cool.
I
would have to ask her. She's coming to Rochester soon. She's going to be
I thought
here.
She lived in Rochester. No, busy.
What?
I thought she lived in Rochester.
No, she doesn't. She lives somewhere else.
We could get your we could get Lima.
Bro, you better watch it, okay? You're really pushing it. I'm not going to do this podcast shit anymore. Jesus.
Lima, is Lima not cool? What, should I know something about Lima that she wouldn't be cool to have on a road trip?
Cool. My sister's cool. You're not cool.
All right, so Lima's out. You don't want Lima to come.
Your mom can join us if she wants.
Touché. My mom would have, she'd be fun. She'd be fun to have in the car.
Yeah, she could slap you around for me instead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think you could do that by yourself. You could do that just fine.
I'm not violent, so I wouldn't slap you.
Uh-huh. No, okay. I'm just trying to figure out all the girls I know in Rochester. Because most of the Rochester girls don't like me very much.
Why not?
Like you said.
Because you're always thinking about sex.
Yeah.
And your mind is always like, how many girls can I have sex with today or this week? You have to. Lust is one thing, right? You have to put lust aside and focus on love if you want a committed girl in your life.
Focus on love.
You're not going to get laid. I mean, if that's your intention, lust won't get you laid. Love will. And then you have something going on there as well.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. You keep trying what doesn't work. The definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over and it doesn't work. So I'm just giving you advice. I could be dating any girl I want right now, and I'm not doing that. But the reason for that is because I have love in my heart, not like purity and love in my heart instead of just trying to have the sex. The sex?
Yeah. I think Satan came in my heart. That's why I am the way that I am.
No, you are your own worst enemy. No, Satan is alive. There's no Satan, bro. I believe in God, but I don't believe in Satan. Yeah.
How you doing on the guitar?
It's right there, actually. Let me play you something. You ready?
Hell yeah, let's do it. Let's play a song.
I'm gonna serenade you.
Play a song for me, please.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You hear that?
I don't hear anything. I still don't hear anything.
You heard it?
I don't hear anything.
All right, hold on.
I hear a little bit.
Boo! Let me check out. Yeah, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you hear that song?
I heard one strum.
That was it. That's all I got.
Okay, well, that's pretty good so far, dude. That's pretty good so far.
I don't hear. I really need to get a lesson, but I gotta go back to around the court for that.
You don't need lessons. You don't need lessons. Just learn. You can learn so much from the internet. Just learn how to tune.
Okay.
Learn how to tune, and learn some chords, and then you want to play covers, right? Well, I'm assuming you don't want to write originals.
Covers? What's covers?
Covers are like songs that. Are by other artists, and you're basically just doing your own version of somebody else's song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
I only do covers because I suck at songwriting. Yeah. Last time we talked about the guitar, you were telling me you wanted to do, you didn't say this, but you essentially communicated that you want to do a cover of Name by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good
You want to learn how to play it, and then you want to play it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good song. And I sent you a video on like there's so many like video tutorials on how to like play. That's a good one.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna check it out. I didn't really get to check it out. I've been busy, but I'll check that out.
Okay. So tell me what's been going on with you lately.
Not much and not little. I mean, somewhere in between. There's a lot going on, but there's not that much going on at the same time.
So much to say, so much to
So much to do, so much to do.
say. Yes. Well,
Yes, isn't it?
on a scale of 1 to 10, how good do you think this episode is
I
compared
think it's a
with?
solid episode, besides the times you try to trigger me.
I think besides the times where I have to beg you to not quit the podcast, it's been going great.
Don't
The
trigger
time.
me, bro. I'm trying to be wholesome. I want to be, and
You want to
honestly,
be a wholesome podcast? I don't
I
know.
do. Why not? What's wrong with that? It's rated
It's
E for
just.
everyone. That's what I want. Rated E for everyone. And kids cannot hear this. Kids cannot listen to our advice if we have profanity in there.
I'm not trying to give
So
advice to kids. I'm just trying to like have
you don't want,
conversations.
kids are our future. Kids are our future.
Yeah.
You're not trying to help the future? Are you gonna live in the past or something?
Making a lot of assumptions right
No, I'm just
now.
serious.
Let's see.
Can
No.
I be kidding?
No. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess like kids are not my target demographic.
Who is your target demographic? Tell me about them real
I
quick.
don't even know what my target demographic is.
You
I don't even think of those
know
in those terms. I don't think in terms of like
what
who's my
it
target.
isn't, and you know what it is. You know what it is, and you know what it, I mean, you don't know what it is, but you know what it isn't,
I
right?
guess I do know what it isn't. I know it's not kids.
Yeah.
I know that kids are not like, I don't think kids should be listening to us.
Why? You don't have solid advice for children, you think?
No. Wait, maybe. I don't know. Fuck, man,
They're
I
the
don't
best
know.
audience in my book. They're the best audience. They have so many questions that come to the, they literally say everything on their mind in the moment. When you talk to an adult, they're thinking about the past, the present, the future. Like, they're not in the present, the adults, but the kids are. So that's why I can talk to them better.
Yeah.
You're just, okay, so is your target demographic hot girls?
Always. Yeah, always.
Okay,
Yeah, I guess.
so why
I don't know.
would
I
you
don't really
recommend?
think in those terms, man. Like, honestly, if I'm being real, like, I don't want to, like, say something I don't actually believe. Okay? So, like, enough of this, like, is hot girls my demographic? Like, all that stuff. All jokes aside, I don't have a target demographic. This is always meant to be, like, let's just talk, you and I. You and I are talking, and that's the show, and that's all it needs to be. And it's like authentic conversation, and this is what male friendship looks like in 2021.
Well, I mean, I get that, but at the same time, I do want a wholesome podcast, and if it's not here, I have to create one on my own. And I don't know,
Okay.
I don't want to have, the reason why I haven't created another podcast yet is because I'm trying to give this one the best shot it can have. So it's like,
Do you want to go
I don't
off
want
without
to, I'm
me?
not comfortable with it. Now that I'm a little more religious, I'm not comfortable with some of those, like,
Oh boy.
dirty jokes and stuff like that. I don't know why. I mean, it's still a conversation, but you can be non-filtered. I mean, but I mean, it triggers me sometimes, but you can be non-filtered. And if you want a non-filtered podcast, you should create one as well.
I have. It's called Chats with Friends.
I think I created that one.
Yeah. I thought we created it together.
We created it together. You're right. We created it together. So if we're having a conversation and something makes you uncomfortable, feel free to tell me that makes me uncomfortable and
This
we
is
can move
making me
on.
uncomfortable.
All right, let's move on then.
This conversation is making me uncomfortable. No, I think we should capture it. You know what? Like, this is good. This is real, right? Because we're, you
Yeah,
know, it's real.
I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, buddy. But when you make me uncomfortable, that's what happens. I just push it back towards you.
That's a good strategy. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I say maybe I'll try to make you not uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
I know, no, it's not that. It's the thing that I'm really sensitive to, like, profanity. and I'm like not trying to
Really?
think about sex. Yeah, bro. Lately, I've been trying not to think about sex and like women, and I mean, I just don't want to focus on that anymore for the time being. I have a lot to take care of. I have a lot to focus on,
Okay.
and I think purity is one of them. I want to be a pure person. I want to be pure of heart. And when I'm talking about women, like they're objects, like they don't mean anything, then I don't feel pure of heart.
Do you think I talk about women like they're objects?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I'm not
Well,
gonna lie to you. Yes.
yeah, okay. Well, if that's the impression I give, I should probably change my behavior.
Yeah, I mean, if it suits, if you want to be appealing to women, I really think you want to be appealing to women because you
Certainly.
talk about
Yeah, I
women
certainly
more.
do. I certainly do.
Yeah, you talk about women more than me. I used to be a horn dog, and you used to tell me, "Hey, man, chill with that. Chill with
Yeah, now
that.
you're
We're in a
getting it.
team."
Now you're getting it from me. How's it feel?
Yeah, it's that's the role reversal.
Yeah.
So, I completely get where you're coming from back then. Like, not everything is about sex.
Yeah,
Not
no, it's
everything is about
not.
sex.
Yeah, most of the stuff that I'm saying,
Right.
most of the time when I'm saying the things that I'm saying, it's really played up. I think you know that, right? I'm really
Yeah,
really hamming it up most of the time.
we're just making jokes here and there. It's cool. But if something makes you uncomfortable that I'm doing, just let me know and I'll do vice versa so we can keep this podcast going. I get annoyed really fast nowadays and agitated really fast, and I don't want to have to quit the podcast because we can't figure out a compromise, or because we can't compromise on what we're talking about. This is real. This is real
This is a
talk.
real
Like this is,
conversation.
yeah,
Yep.
this is a real conversation, real talk. You said we should have business meetings on the podcast. This is
Yeah, that'd
technically
be
one of
cool.
those.
Yeah,
This
if
is
it
one of those
is,
business meetings.
well, don't quit the podcast.
I don't want to quit the podcast. I want to be a good person, bro. I don't want to shed light
How?
on a lot of people.
All right. Well, here, how about this? How about this? You tell me what I need to do to change about myself to make myself better and make myself more
Okay, so
marketable. And
two things.
I'll try to take it into heart. Okay, I'll try. Because you're my best friend, and if you're not going to get through to me, no one can. So I really lay into me, and I'll try to take it like a man. Okay, you got
Okay,
scout's
see
honor.
that? See what you just did there? See what you just did there?
What?
Never mind. Forget it. Forget it. Okay. So two things. You gotta stop using the insult as like the gay insult as an insult. It's not an insult. Gay people
Come
are cool.
on. That's so funny, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's.
I think it is. It's funny, but I think some of the audience might feel uncomfortable because you it makes you seem like you think you're superior than gay people, which we're
No, I
not.
don't think I'm. I, no, I don't think. Okay, yeah,
Yeah.
all right, all right. I'm okay. I'm taking it on. I'm taking it on. I'm sorry. All right.
And then the other one would be just to like not make so much profanity jokes about women, because it's like
No more.
women are
No more sex jokes.
no, I mean, yeah, sex jokes are cool, sexual innuendos, but if you overdo it, it's not cool.
What if I just joke
And
about my dick?
Jesus. Okay, you
I
can do
think
that.
that's no, I you know, honestly, I think that's what you have a problem with. I think you have a problem with like
What?
male sexuality being.
I do, and I mean, at the moment, it's like we're animals. All the men running around on the planet, they're fucking, they're literally, they can't control what's between their legs. It's so annoying, because like women are not just for sex; they're for everything. They
Hold on.
nurture you.
Can I just push back a little bit? I don't think
Sure.
I've ever implied that women are just for sex. And even on some of the earlier episodes of this very podcast and in personal conversations you and I have had, I've gotten deep down and like personal with you, and like I've really kind of revealed some like very personal, like inner feelings about love and relationships, And I don't know, man. I don't think I objectify women. Maybe. I don't know. Do I? I mean, I have to think about that. I'm not gonna disregard it. I'm really gonna try to take that on, but I don't know. I don't
Yeah,
think
no,
women, I
do you
definitely
feel
don't
like
think
it?
women are only for sex. That's fucked up. And want women only for sex, right? What I want is like a loving, caring partnership, right? I'll settle for just sex if that's all I can get or if that's what's available. But really what I want is a loving, caring relationship with a female partner who is my equal. So
there you go. There you go. That sheds some light on it. Like, you know, yeah, there you go. You got it going on with that statement. It's like, yeah, like I want you to be presented the Jake Robinson I know is he's a gentleman and he cares about women and he wants to help women because you're progressive. You're in the left league and you're progressive and you want women to have all the equal rights, equal pay, all of that stuff. But the way you joke about how many women you have sex with or this, that, and the third, it's like you're overcompensating for something and it's not.
Yeah, maybe I am overcompensating. That's probably true. That's good truth. That's probably good. I didn't actually go on any dates, by the way. That was a complete lie. There were zero dates since we last talked. Actually, a couple strikeouts, if I'm being honest with you.
That's fine. Dude, like, it's not necessary. Like, you don't have to find the life partner at this moment. It will happen if it's meant to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. For me.
Now I'm getting, yeah. Yeah. But no, keep going.
I don't have any more things. If there's something you want to address about me, before I get going, I'd appreciate it too. If you have anything that I'm doing that's annoying or bugging you, business meeting is like, this is the business meeting. Anything on your mind?
You said you're more sensitive and I wish that wasn't
true. Okay. Absolutely. I wish I wasn't triggered so easily by the environment or by people, but I am. I don't know if it's the manic episode. I'm taking my medication, but one thing could just set me off and I could say, fuck this and I'm out. Like, I mean, okay.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Forget this and I'm out. Yeah.
You've done that twice to me, like in the last month. And like in times where like I've actually needed to talk to a friend, you know? Like I was going through a tough breakup and I was just fucking venting a couple times and you were like, nah, fuck this. And you were just out. Like,
no way.
I actually needed you. Yeah, twice.
When?
Well, there was the one time where, let's see, I was like, well, cause you know, I just said like, yeah, I struck out a couple times and like, you know, I fucking take those things hard as you know, when you strike out, it sucks, especially when you've gone through, you know, when you feel like you have no opportunities anywhere, like opportunities are scarce. You tend to like overvalue every prospective opportunity. So, like, even in my strikeouts, I'm like, it puts me in a fucking volatile emotional state. So, there was one time where I called you and we talked for like 10 minutes and I started, I guess, talking about girls. And, like, I said, I think I'm going to change my dating strategy. And, like, this is the thing I get into, right? I get into this, like, really shitty. I mean, yes, there is, like, an element of misogyny that I tend to slip into when I am rejected. That's real. That's like, that's actually real. I guess like maybe I'm going to regret saying this on the podcast later, but that is absolutely true about me that I, when I am rejected, I slip into a misogynistic ideology and it's fucked up and it can be hard to deal with. Sure. But like, you're my best friend. And maybe like, maybe this is unreasonable for me to expect of you, but I expect my best friend to recognize that aspect and know like, okay, this is just Jake. He's in a bad mood. He's just venting. And so when I say shit, like I need to totally fundamentally alter my dating strategy and just come out of the gate and say, I'm going to take girls on shopping dates and just spend money on girls. And I think that will give me better chances. When I say shit like that, you should know that like I'm going through dark shit. You know, and I wish that you knew that. I wish you could just perceive that without me having to tell that to you. And it hurts like having to just like tell it to you.
I can't read minds and I can't
You're right. Maybe it's unreasonable.
Yeah, I can't feel other people's feelings. But like the only reason I get triggered, I want to be there for you. You're my best friend. I want to be there for you. The only reason I get triggered is because you do say stuff like the last time I was on the call with
Yeah, and that was another time, right? That was another time. I guess, like, I just laid out the first time it happened because I said it happened two times, right? The first time.
I don't know about the second time. What was the second time?
Well, the second time, it was, like, the first time, it was, like, yeah, I said all that stuff about, like, spending money on girls. That's going to be my new dating strategy, whatever dumb shit that I said. And then you were like, yeah, I got to go, man. I really got to go. And you made some shit up about, like, hanging out with your brother. You had to go see your brother.
Oh, wait. That time you were... But I would tell you... The reason why I do that is because you trigger me, man. You trigger me
well,
by saying something
you're rocking. Yeah, well, it's dumb shit that I say, I guess. But I don't know. Yeah, maybe I push people away when I do that. Even my best friend. Yeah. Even I push away my best friend. Even my best friend.
Yeah, bro. But, you are my best friend. And I'm the thing about it
but,
is...
Like, I mean, I guess, man, like I feel like I can talk about anything with you. You know, and if I can't, if there's some same. Things that I can't talk about with you because it triggers you, then like, then I can't talk to you about anything.
Maybe not now. Maybe not in this moment. Maybe not when I'm more stable and I can handle conversation without getting triggered. I think that would be the moment. I'd be willing to make some funny jokes, but it's just like, dude, Marshall used to say this all the time. There's a time and a place. And I never got that until like recently about jokes. Like, cause you know, you do this thing where, let me ask you a question. Do you think there should be the next president of the United States should be a woman, a qualified woman?
I don't would you know. Be cool with that? I would be fine with whoever. I don't care like what gender they are.
So then I think there was one time we played some games and I was complimenting you about, I was complimenting you about how you're good at telling your opponent how to defeat you. Like, no, okay, nobody does that. You're a good sport. Yeah. You're a good sport, right? And I was complimenting you about that. And then I was like, I said that it's really difficult for people to do that. And then you said, yeah, if you're a pussy about games, then and your pride is attached to it, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. You use the word pussy in a negative kind of connotation,
yeah,
which is kind of annoying.
Yep, that's something I need to change. Yeah. Yep, that's good criticism. That's good, valid criticism. Because, like, yeah, I use, like, female genitalia to, like, as a pejorative term. Then the underlying implication is that there's something negative about a pussy or negative, like, something, like, delicate about a vagina. Right, and that's just—it's totally fucked. Like the underlying implication is like it's fundamentally misogynistic. And yeah, like, yeah, there are like misogynistic elements of probably my personality, and it comes through in speech. Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, no, you're definitely right. You're definitely right. These are aspects of myself that I am aware of, and I'm trying to change. And I know that's like empty. Right, I can recite it like a script because it is a script at this point, because I've dealt with it for so fucking long.
Why are you misogynistic? Why do you think you have that in your character? Because I thought you were, I still believe that you are an egalitarian person. So I don't understand why you ever have misogynistic.
It comes
views.
From a place of underlying resentment.
Okay.
Yeah, underlying resentment, catalyzed from like rejection. A series of like rejections based on, yeah, it's the last thing.
Sorry, the phone cut out. Yeah, dude. Underlying resentment. You have resentment.
Yeah, underlying resentment. Underlying resentment caused by rejection. That's why I'm misogynistic.
Okay. Well, yeah. I hope I could shed some light on the beauty of women and not just their sexiness. Their beauty is that they are nurturing and they give a shit about. Not just the man, but the environment. They have a lot of feelings, and feelings are a good thing. I know men are like, oh, I'm fucking rock hard. I don't have feelings. But the reason why we're rock hard is because we were like a rock is because the women made us that way. They understood our flaws and everything. And they like, I can sit in a room filled with 100 women and I can have a conversation with each one of them for like 5 minutes. But if I get in a room with 100 men, I'd probably be busting toots out like left and right within like 5 minutes. I mean, because it's like men are the really real problem. I mean, at the same time, toxic masculinity is around, but at the same time, there's good aspects to men too. And one of it is understanding emotion of other beings like females. Anyways, I'm rambling, bro.
Right.
I have to get going now because it's over an hour.
Yeah, it's been over an hour. This has been a fucking real episode. You know, that's true. It's been like fucking ups and downs and fucking therapy session. You know,
Yeah,
like it's real. It's
it's
real.
real,
That's what
bro.
we want to do,
It's
I guess.
yeah, and I'm not getting into screaming matches with you. If something makes
No,
me
yeah,
uncomfortable,
like
let's.
we have, you know, this was somewhat of an argument, but at least it's real. And, you know, like you said some things that are true. You said things that are true.
And you did too. I mean, you did too. Like, me getting triggered really fast is not fun. But like
Yeah.
right now, I'm going through a lot. I shouldn't even probably be recording podcasts or anything like
Yeah,
that.
man, if
I
you want
should
to
be
take a longer
recording.
break, that's fine. Yeah. Like,
Yeah,
if you want to
I
continue
feel.
taking a break, it's cool. You
Yeah.
know, if you think it's like if you think it's good for the podcast to take a break, or if you think it's good for a friendship that you take a break from the podcast, whatever you think is best for you, that's
I'm doing it. That's not just for me. I'm doing this, and it's not. I'm secluding myself for the world. I don't want to just focus on myself, but like, the world is such a big place that like, if I try to take care of everything at once, it won't work. So the only person I can really take care handle is myself. Anyways, bro, I'll keep rambling. I gotta go. Okay,
Okay, buddy.
I'll talk to you another time, bro. Peace and love.
Peace and love, bro.